You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
We're going to be jumping in to our first guest of the digital world here today. We're going to be speaking with Mr. Drew Bajai. He is an ICT manager over at 800 Tech. Now, here's the thing, right? Every click, every upload, every email, every system that we use, it leaves a trail. And today, more of our lives and businesses exist in the cloud more than ever before. But here's the real question. Are we paying attention to what is happening behind the scenes? Because while the cloud has made things faster, easier, and more connected, it has also introduced new risks that people and businesses do not fully understand. From data exposure and cyber threats to simply not knowing who has access to your information. So today we're going to be diving into this conversation. Your cloud is talking, but are you listening? And Mr. Drew Bajai is here to break it all down for us from 800 Tech. Drew, welcome to the digital world. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. It's a pleasure to be here. Nice to meet you, Karen.
Pleasure to have you here. Now, I know this is a big topic. We are using our cloud in so many different capacities. And I mean, it wasn't long ago where if you had cloud storage and you had, you know, a gig, that was good. That was enough, right? That was enough. Now your cloud storage is coming into terabytes. You know, I now got an email. Funny enough, I got an email a couple days ago from Google Drive saying that because I do pay the $20 for the Google Workspace, they've just upgraded my 1 terabyte to 5 terabytes. So I'm like, yippee, now I'm going to go and close down Microsoft OneDrive because I'm also paying for OneDrive too. But the thing is that I have terabytes of data, you know, dating back to like 2009 inside of my OneDrive. We have so much of this information. I can't imagine how much businesses have their information up in the clouds. I can't imagine, you know, if people actually know exactly what's in the cloud, who has access. Because me just thinking about closing down my OneDrive, I'm like, I might end up just keep paying for this thing because to sit down and go through a decade's worth of data, you know, from over the years, it's a lot. So, you know, Drew, the term when you talk about, you know, your cloud is talking, but are you actually listening? You know, what does that mean for the typical business owner, the typical person using the cloud? You know, break that down for us as a starting point.
Okay, well, for starters, what it means is that, well, everything is on your cloud. Even if you don't know it. Everything you do, your emails, even when you send emails, like you send an attachment, all those attachments are stored in the cloud. So all your data, so all your client data and everything that you send back and forth is stored on your cloud. It's right there. Is it protected? What type of protection do you have to make sure all that is there? And a lot of people, like you said, you have like 1 terabyte of data for your Google Workspace, right? And you're like one individual. So imagine for a company now who, well, you know, recently with the pandemic, a lot of companies wanted to become agile. So they wanted the ability to work anywhere. So they started to migrate to the cloud. And this is something we've seen. A lot of companies want to become more agile. They want to become more flexible. They want workers, their employees to be accessible anywhere. They've started using the cloud more and more. And as they do that now, all your files, all your stuff, all your everywhere, the cloud becomes central to your company.
How are you
protecting all your data that's going up there, right? So you have to pay attention to, you can't just like put all your stuff up there and say, okay, good, now we can access it. All of our stuff we can access it. It's like, well, so can anyone else? What sort of protections do you have in place, right? You said you're from, well, I heard earlier that you're from Bangkok, right? There are people
I live in Bangkok. I live in Bangkok. Yeah,
there,
yeah.
I've personally seen this, that there are attackers from within there trying to access company data within Trinidad and Tobago. We've seen them from all different parts of the globe trying to access something. And it's not just big companies, it's small companies as well. So it comes down to it, like, how are you protecting your data? How do you even know that your data is being compromised? Right? You have to be paying attention to how your data is accessed on the internet and who can access it. How is it moving across? Because as you know, when your data is on the internet now, it's not just in like one location. It's like there are data centers all over the world. There are data centers at the bottom of the ocean, and it's being transferred between all of those. So you have to know which part of the world that your data is being transferred to.
You know, this is a very timely conversation because there was massive announcements. Probably one of the biggest announcements of this year is tied into the Middle Eastern conflict. What did Iran say last week? It said, we're going to be targeting all of U.S. companies, starting with AWS and Amazon, Oracle, and they went down the line, right? Now, the average person heard some of these names and like, oh, okay, they're going to go, because they mentioned Apple as well or whatever. Well, they're going to go and blow up an Apple store? They're going to go and blow up a Microsoft store? No. No. They are targeting cloud infrastructure. Because if we can target data centers and if we could target the cloud infrastructure, that can compromise businesses. And one of the things we were talking about was we were raising the question, you know, does a company know where their data is actually stored? Like, where in the world are they going to be impacted? Because if it's not hackers, we're also in a situation where we know that infrastructure is being targeted and that can have adverse effects on your operations. So knowing where your data is stored is going to be huge moving forward, both for online security and, again, just because of the nature of the volatility, you know, that we are in. Drew, because of the Middle Eastern conflict as well, that has created one of the ripple effects where companies around the world are now saying we're pushing more people to work from home. That way we can cut down on fuel consumption within the country. Jamaica just announced 2 days ago that they're pushing for more work from home to cut down on fuel because it's impacting them. Drew, if we have to go back to COVID-19 situation, work from home, how important does cloud infrastructure come into this play now?
It becomes very, very important because accessing your data from the cloud is already a standard. Most companies use it because it's very easily accessible. But at this, so the situation you just presented, it's like, well, heaven forbid we go back to something like that, right? But if we have to go back to it, it becomes crucial. It becomes central to any organization. You have to, like, because the situation has changed between then and now, right? Like, mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier, you have, like, with this situation in the Middle East, Iran has said we're going to target so and so and so, right? So many mm-hmm. companies and stuff, right? So you have a whole bunch of new actors in the field, right? They're looking to get your data because any type of company's data, whether it's small business, big business, whatever, you can auction that. You can auction that that off, right? I was reading about a recent hack that took place recently where some hackers threatened a pretty big company and said that we will release your data if you don't pay. It's a international companies. They didn't pay. They released all the information. So that's what they're, so that's, so for that company now, it was, it wasn't a serious hack, but for a smaller company now where your data, where you have like client data and stuff, once your data gets hacked and it gets out there, what now? You've lost your client's confidentiality, you've lost your client's confidence and stuff. And they're like, well, if you've lost our data, it's like, do we still want to be doing business with you? Mm-hmm. So you have to protect your data. You have to know where it is. You have to know who's accessing it, and yeah. So it becomes very crucial to your organization. Even though it's very easily accessible via the cloud, there are ways that you can secure it. You can know who's accessing it. You can know where it's from. One of the services that 800 Tech offers is called SaaS Alerts, where we will notify you. We will alert you where, look, there's someone outside of the country that's, let's say, for example, Bangkok, that has mm-hmm. accessed this file. Someone has downloaded this file from the cloud, and it's been accessed from Seoul. The measures we have in place, we could actually block them from accessing that file at that point. It sends us an alert saying, hey, this person from Bangkok, not saying it's you, but yeah, someone else has accessed this file. And we have to know, well, okay, well, do you want to block it? Or in this case, suppose it's a manager or something traveling overseas in Bangkok, right? Like,
yeah.
Okay, well, do you want this person to access it? Well, yeah, we'll go ahead and allow it. And there are other ways too, is like if you want to geo-restrict your data from being accessed outside of Trinidad. So nobody outside of Trinidad could log on to the cloud and access your data. That's something that we're also capable of doing as well. So you have all these tools that are available to protect your data. It's all about using it, ensuring that you can have confidence that your data is secured in the cloud.
Do you think the average business understands the cloud to a level that's satisfactory to navigate it, where they are able to minimize the risks?
When you say the average business, do you mean like the average business owner or the average business as an entity? I would say it varies. The smaller business owner may not see it as such, but as you start to scale up, a lot of them will have like persons doing analysis and stuff to find out, okay, well, we need to know what's going on with our data and stuff. So you need to give me opportunity to tell me, you need to advise me about it. So they may get more knowledge and stuff about it. But mm-hmm. from what I've realized is that the smaller the organization goes, they have less of that advisory, and you're only relying like stuff that you hear from news and the media about it. So yeah, there may be like a few outliers, but in general, that's a pattern that I've noticed.
So we need to definitely get more education on cloud storage, how this works, pros, cons, risks. We definitely need more education around it.
Yes, definitely. I would say so. Yeah, there's definitely more knowledge, more awareness. It's not something businesses should be afraid of, because once you've seen the benefits of it, how easily, how agile it could make your company, it's something you should embrace. You just have to be aware of the threats and all the different methods that you have to prevent these threats and stuff and secure. So like, build a fence around, well, I'm making an example here, make a fence around your data, a wall, so that only you will have the keys to it. Because
now,
sorry, I was going to say, as there are new threat actors, like I mentioned earlier, there are new threat actors emerging, right? But there are also new ways, there are also persons who are working to find new ways to protect your data and stuff. And it's a constantly an evolving two-way environment, not just with threat actors, but persons working to prevent these threats.
2026, we have seen a rise in network access storage, giving you the ability to kind of create your own private cloud. What are some, you know, from where you sit, you know, what are some of the benefits, or, you know, why should somebody go to OneDrive or Google Drive? You know, when should somebody take a look at a NAS system for their business? You know, why should somebody go in one particular direction? Is there a benefit to going NAS versus Google Drive, or what are your thoughts?
Well, it's a funny you mentioned this, because I recently set up my own Homeplex server. So I'm kind of partial to it, because I have my own private cloud that's accessible, not just for me, but like any members of my immediate household. We could go anywhere in the world, and we could access those files. And that's something that's an interesting thing that I think it's often overlooked, but a lot of people could look at. But when it comes to like enterprise level, right? For like your home NAS or like an office NAS and stuff, you have to look at, okay, so you're setting this up. What are your different layers of protection, and what are your different layers of access that you have in place, right? So the difference is, when you go to like something like Google Business Workspace, AWS, Microsoft OneDrive, you know you're getting not just their security in place, but you're getting their teams in place that are working around the clock, because they have engineers that are constantly working around the clock trying to secure that data too, and trying to build and develop, because the OneDrive you have from last year, it's not the same OneDrive from this year. It's not the same OneDrive from 2 years. They've built, they've improved, they've expanded it and stuff. You mentioned before you had like a OneDrive under you upgraded your, was it your Google Space
Google Drive. I had 1 terabyte, and then they just upgraded it to 5 terabytes. Same plan, but I just got more storage.
Well, I'm not sure what's the plan on it, but I know that for Microsoft OneDrive and stuff, you have plans that go up to like 100 terabytes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So all that is like available. And then you can go like in the business case, which is SharePoint, you have like 25 terabytes available for an entire team per license that everyone can share and access your files, right? And you have all that readily available. I say free, but it's not free as in sense, but it's easily accessible, right? And you have like all that, you have all the, because like I was mentioning earlier, like you have the teams that are building it for you that are constantly working in the background, and there are so many ways that they have improved upon that SharePoint for you to access. It's no longer just like, okay, well, if I want to access that, well, I have to open this folder here to access, or I have to go into this something. They're like, they added so many different ways and layers upon it. There are so many different protection layers, such as, well, if I can give a rough example now, like Microsoft Sentinel that they recently rolled out. Well, not recently. They're upgrading it, right? And they have like teams behind that. You're speaking to these engineers, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we're invent this new way thing." You can actually ask them now. Okay, I don't want my data in like the data center in Guyana. I want it moved to this one that's in the middle of the Atlantic. They will do that for you, and they will monitor. Right. They will tell you, okay, all these files are there, and so on. You can split it however you want.
Right. So, making it more practical for the business owners that are listening in right now, when you are approaching getting into cloud storage for your business, what are some of the things that a business needs to think about before they just go and sign up for Google Drive? You know, what are some of the things that they got to be thinking about?
Well, for a business, you have to look at, okay, is this is this feasible for me? Is this what I want to do? How do I want my organization, my employees to access this data, right? Because you need to plan out from there. Do you want everyone to just like, do you want it to work as normal, like how you working in the office? Because that's something that's possible. You can do it. You can do it like that. You have to look at, okay, so what are the threats? What are my limits to uploading my data? You also have to look at your data to see, okay, because like I said, Microsoft has, or Google or AWS, they have ways of detecting to see when you're trying to upload your files to the cloud, if the files have been compromised, if there's ransomware on it. They would detect that before it's uploaded. And so you have to do if you want to upload all your data, you have to know if your data is already corrupted before you upload it. Yeah. And of course, one of the big things you have to look at is, for any company, is cost. Could I afford this? How much am I looking to pay and such like that?
Okay. So as we look to wrap up, for the businesses that need assistance with setting up cloud storage, understanding cloud storage, when they come to 800 Tech, what is your role as with 800 Tech? What are you guys doing to work with businesses and help them with regards to ensuring that cloud storage is set up, that they have visibility, that they know what's going on within their cloud storage?
Well, we will work hand in hand with them. We will work hand in hand with them from the beginning, from the inception, to help them identify what are your needs. We will help identify the best solution within the price point, within the budget that they're looking to spend. We will identify, we will do like a full risk analysis. We will tell them upfront, hey, so this is what's best for your organization. So we will help identify you. We'll break it down for you. And we will basically be a guide from the planning step to the implementation. We will do training and stuff with all the employees to make sure that it's a smooth transition. There's no hiccups. So that when all your files uploaded, we'll do the verification of the files as well when it's uploaded, to make sure that it's the right files and stuff that are uploaded and that you can access it.
Okay. And if we want to get more information, where can we go and get more information to work with 800 Tech? Tell us where we can contact you and the business.
Well, you can call us at 223-8324, or you can visit our website, which is 800-tech.com, or you can also connect with us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Just search 800 Tech.
Is now the best time to become, I guess, build up your cloud fluency?
I think it is. With the current environment as it is, and how volatile things are, the safest place is to make sure that all your data is easily accessible. And in case something happens, you know, you can go anywhere, any part of the world. You can set up an office and you can start working as if as normal. So I would advise, yes, it's the best time to start to invest within a cloud architecture.
Drew, I have one last question for you. One last question before we go. Are we just relying on cloud storage, or is it, or do you guys recommend you have offline backups as well?
Well, offline backups is something you can look at. But with everything in the cloud now, like let's say if the only way you will lose access to all your data in the cloud is if the internet goes out, right?
Yeah.
And I would say,
or if they blow up all of our data centers.
If the internet goes out, I think we have bigger problems there. If the internet permanently goes down, or if the data centers are blown. So that's just my two cents. I think we'll have much bigger problems at that point.
Okay. Fair enough. Drew, thank you for taking the time and joining us right here on Digital World. Again, this is a timely topic. And you know what? It's one of those things where cloud storage is such in the background that people don't realize how much we lean on it and how important it is until it goes down.
Yes, that's true.
God forbid it goes down.
Yeah. I mean, just look at it. If Instagram goes down, persons start to panic, right? All your files are on the cloud. Yeah.
There we go.
Same thing for business.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. That's it right there. Drew, thank you for joining us today. We hope to hear from you again soon.
Okay, thank you. It's good speaking to you.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.